number one culprit is cortisol, which burns all the nerve endings and just pretty much fries your cells, creating a massive toxic residue. And you know what cortisol is produced from? Excess adrenaline from stress. So number one, stress. Okay? Number one, stress from erroneous thinking. But the erroneous thinking is held in place by the patterns of the brain and the biochemistry, you see? Okay? So a sick body and a brain that's made out of a certain substance can't think a new thought. So I can pump the same thought into you for 10 months. Boom. It's just let go of this. Boom. Just think like that. But it won't hold. It will not hold because the body is formulated around 30, 40 years of a different pattern. Is this making sense? That the body's structure, the brain's structure, and the structure of biochemical events, which are called thoughts, is so solid that the new idea can't stay. You'd have to correct it, correct it, correct it, correct it. And I want it to stay for you, so I want to teach you about your biochemistry and encourage you to eat differently. So you need a huge amount of natural resources to fix injuries and to fight pathogens. You need it. And when you become more and more of a genius, you need more chemicals flowing into your brain. You can't create a new, vitalized, ever-changing, using body out of dead animal stuff. Okay? This is not to say you shouldn't eat meat. You can't create it out of vegetables that have been irradiated and had all the nutrients killed off. You can't create it out of cooked food. I mean, you can get macronutrients from these things, such as calories, right? Some big molecules of protein, a few, you know, some carbohydrates to burn. But you can't get life force out of dead things. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. So you are given that you have to eat living substance to have a living vitality, correct? But where do you find that? It's hard to find these days, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. So hence, superfoods. So you need a superfood. You need a superfood that has everything in it. So how your body prevents new thoughts and inspirations and recreates stress is because your biochemical events, thoughts, are habitually defined. So as that movie, What the Bleep Do We Know, brought out, and this is, they just kind of touched the surface, that a thought is a chain of, is a string of small chain amino acids plugging into a cell receptor site. So your thought of nobody loves me is a sexual event. But if you think about it, there's a cell receptor site, and I shouldn't say that, it's not really, but it's like a yin-yang kind of event. There's a cell receptor site that calls out, and then there's a string of small chain amino acids that plug in, and now it's complete. So these patterns are there, and they're addictive. There's no cell receptor sites to receive openness, silence. That hasn't yet been cultivated. Joy. Bliss, happiness. Well, that's trying to cultivate a new set of cell receptor sites to call in a new string of small chain amino acids to create new patterns. But it's not working because the old animal brains are too resistant to new thought because they are crystallized, they're hard, they're made out of this dead substance. So, can you meditate, contemplate, move, play, dance, or be happy when you have totally low energy? Right? So you can see that the coaching, go play more, is stupid in the absence of a deep, nourished, vital energy. You see where I'm going with that? Okay? Can you love? So we're talking about love today, right? Can you love when you feel sick, when you have stomach problems? It's hard, you know, it's hard. So let's give ourselves a break and recreate the biochemistry of the body, or consider it as the first step in a reawakened psyche, which is that's not usually talked about. Mary came to me a while back and wanted to have personal coaching on this material, had been to the website, wanted to join the Genesis Club. So I said, I'll tell you what, I'll give you the coaching on this story thing, but you got to change your diet first. Because I only wanted people who were really willing to play. So she took the coaching. She did an enzyme cleanse on her blood. She did all the probiotics to get the intestinal flora up, and she started eating the superfoods. But before she started, I said, make a list of all the things we're going to work on for you. So she made a big list of all her issues. And I said, what we're going to do is we're going to, when we start the work together, we're going to teach you that all of these issues you have are actually stories. Make a list, but I'm not going to work with you unless you change your diet. So she did it. And 11 days later, she called me up. And like almost every 3 or 4 days, she was like, oh my gosh, I just feel so much better. Blah, blah, blah. I got off my digestive medicine. I got off this. I feel like that. I said, all right, that's cool. And she said, and I went back and I looked at that list. And I didn't even know who wrote it. That kind of inspired me to do this talk. So 80% of the items on her emotional baggage list were gone because she felt so good physically. And the rest of them, she just immediately got it. Oh, those are just stories I'm telling myself. Because she had just become very flexible, and she'd become very cheerful and very happy. And when you're really happy and you feel really good, if somebody says all the unhappiness is just stories you're telling yourself, you're going to believe them because you like feeling happy. But if you're addicted to feeling like crap, and your whole body feels like crap, and you're tired all the time, and the stories keep playing, when somebody shows up and says, look, you can just be infinitely happy by changing your story, then you're going to hate them because they're invalidating what you know to be the truth. Is this making sense? The whole future of my work is going to be based on having people change their diets first. Because otherwise, I just have to work too hard. You know what I mean? Because if a person changes their diet first and gets really happy and vital and alive, they're just nicer to me. They're just cheerful. And it's like, okay, I like that. Sure. Okay? So it's backwards to try to create a new mind in an old brain. Mind is a vibrational frequency that is stuck going through a brain before it creates all the rest of the biochemical events that go into the body. You understand what I'm saying? So a dead and devitalized body means a dead and devitalized brain. So let's work on the body.